This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Mike Parsons is with us. And, Mike, we've got Eric in Florida. He's been holding for a long time. Welcome, Eric.
How you doing, Vincent? Good morning, Vincent, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Vincent, I attended your expo. It was fantastic. I met Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen was in their class, and I saw your seminar on taxes, and Rich Shubin, I got his book Off the Grid. But, yeah, in listening to you, Vincent, over the years, you've definitely influenced my life, and I have gotten off the grid. Back in February, you had called out for assistance with a website for Mike Parsons. And, Mike, I hope you don't need this now, but I did purchase freemikeparsons.org. I sent you an email February 26th at 12:56. I hope you don't need that anymore. If you do, you can get in touch with me. About a year ago, started looking for land. It took quite a while. And I wanted to find some acreage that was bordering kind of a sanctuary area, and I'm in southwest Florida. And I was able to pick up 2.5 acres of land that bordered 77,000 acres of a preserve. The land had sold for $60,000 5 years previously, and they wanted $20,000 for it. I was able to get it for $18,000. And what I did is I cleared the land. Had to use concrete dust to make the roads a little more drivable because it rains. When it rains, sometimes it was getting muddy out there. Fortunately, it was a landscaping person that owned the land previously, and there was a lot of piles of dirt on the land, so I was able to spread all that out, and I don't really have much problems in rain anymore. I put in a spring-fed pond with an island, and when I first put that in, there were probably about 6 cool spots you could feel inside the pond, and now every 5 feet... if you walk around through the pond, you feel the cool air, the cool water, and it's all very fresh water. I was at a Home Depot, and they offered water testing. I had the water tested. And actually, they asked, is it well water or city water? And I said, it's a pond, but they still sent somebody out, and they said the water was going to be filthy and don't even bother testing it. And it tested out to be 350 parts per million for particulate, which is incredibly low. City water is like 550, and the hardness was 6, and I did some other testing and just said it's very, very clean and clear water. For the land, I ended up purchasing 3 40-foot by 9-foot 6 shipping containers. I got them from the other coast that sold for about $2,850 plus $300 delivery fee. And I ordered 3 of them, so I was able to get 3 of those delivered for $2,500 each. And those were all custom painted, refurbished. You pick your own paint color from out of about 50 or 60 colors, the outside, the inside, and they rubberized the roof. And so the way I was setting those up is I was going to put those two of the shipping containers parallel, 40 feet apart, have the third container up on the top, and then I bought a 34-foot by 14-foot hunting cabin that's going also up in the air on top, and then I'll have a deck out in front of the cabin, and I'll be able to expand the house back into the shipping container. And I'll also have a deck up on the shipping container 20 feet in the air. I bought some farm equipment. I purchased an old International Harvester tractor. I got a four-wheeler and a side-by-side just to work around the property, all used. I wanted to get livestock, so I did some research on dogs. And quite a bit of research, and I found out that Caucasian Shepherds, or Ovcharkas, have been bred 600 years to protect livestock. So I drove up to, they're hard to find in the States. I drove up to Ontario, Canada, Niagara Falls, and picked up a male and had a, I wanted to breed them also. And then I had a female flown in from San Antonio, Texas. And they're fantastic, beautiful dogs. I wanted to give them short Russian names, so the male's name is AK and the female's name is AR. They just recently had puppies. I was trying to prevent that. She's not supposed to have, I didn't want her to have puppies till her third heat, but she had puppies, and I guess the AK didn't care. He didn't want to wait for the third heat. They have two beautiful puppies, and actually they're for sale. If anybody wants them, they're 4 weeks old. Beautiful dogs. And actually, as part of one of my businesses, I'll be breeding those. They sell for anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500 if you have papers for them. So once I got the dogs, I had to get a 6-foot-tall fence all the way around the property. These dogs are the same ones they use in the Russian prisons. They're pretty big dogs. They can be big. I train mine very socially. I brought them to farmers markets to keep them on the nice side. You know, dog is what trains them on the other end of the leash. Mine are very nice, but incredible watchdogs. They hear everything. And so I had to put in a 6-foot fence all the way around the 2.5 acres. And I have a dual gate entry because I know I'd have livestock, so I'm able to drive in from the road and then we'll shut the front gate and then drive in through the other gate and keep all the animals in. Animals I'll be getting. I got a quote from the electric company and to run the nearest telephone pole is at my neighbor's house about 600 feet down the street, and they wanted $6,100 to put in to run three poles when it's usually $675 to bury it underground from the street if there was a pole in front of my house, and I wasn't about to pay that. So I looked into solar energy, and I found a solar energy system. Well, I got a first quote. It was like $20,000. I thought, well, that's expensive. And I was able to find somebody else on Craigslist who has pretty good deals on equipment. I ended up purchasing 2,750 watts worth of solar panels, and those are all on top of one of the shipping containers. I got a Schneider Connex 6150, a Synergy Power inverter and charger, and it's actually, funny enough, it came in an EMP-proof case. It was all cork lined. The guy that does this is electrical engineer. Now, I don't know if it worked or not, but it is cork lined. I've got 12 AGM deep cycle lead acid batteries for the system. For a backup at Costco, they were selling a Champion 7,000 watt running and 9,000 watt peak dual fuel generator. It runs off propane as well as gasoline. And I'll use that in case for some reason the electric solar gets low, I can recharge the system. I replaced my appliances that were in the cabin. The cabin's very nice. It's all tongue and groove wood inside. It's got a loft with two beds in it, full bath, dual kitchen sinks. But I did replace the fridge because it wasn't energy efficient. Nowadays, you can get very efficient refrigerators. Mine runs at uses about 44 watts of energy, 44 watts per minute,
per hour,
right, 44 watts per hour, which is good because I was looking at
smaller fridges. Well, I'm sorry, it's probably 44 watts as it's running, so it would measure 44 watts.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Yeah, so it's less than a 60-watt light bulb, and it's a full-size 20.5 cubic foot fridge. And then I've got a AC unit that's mobile that plugs in, and you can roll it around, adjust it wherever you want it. Everything runs fine off the solar.
Eric, let me ask you this. Lifestyle change. So what was your living accommodations before this?
I lived in a little city called Cape Coral, Florida, in a rented house on a canal. Mm-hmm. I've been in Southwest Florida for 4 years.
So now you're completely independent, and you can do what you want when you want.
I'm completely independent, yeah. I also am building a 40-foot by 14-foot greenhouse. I purchased an aquaponic system that comes with a fish and aged media. I'm also going to be building a bat house for mosquitoes. I took over a horse. There was a horse down the street that was purchased at a auction, and it was abused, I guess, and there were two different neighbors watching the horse, and they didn't have a lot of grass. And I told him, well, I want to get my property, my fence up. You can come on down and bring the horse down. He can stay with me for a while. So he's been down there, and he hasn't gone, hasn't left yet. He's still there. And he's
Let me ask you this, Eric. To what extent did USA Preparers, the broadcast, the Get Prepared Expo that we host, what kind of impact did that have in making this decision to get you to what were we involved in helping you say, okay, I'm going to do this?
You were absolutely involved. Captain John Reagan's assessment of our economy all makes sense, you know, listen to a variety of people about the economy, as well as being totally self-sufficient and off the grid. I had my money in the stock market, and I wanted to turn it all into tangible assets, and that's what I've been doing. Everything I'm purchasing has value, and you've influenced me in that way.
Now, let me make a comment on that. So, class, what happens is when you get your statements from the bank, you look at the numbers and you go, okay, this is good that the numbers are, you know, a little bit larger than they were last month and a little larger than they were the month before. So you can pat yourself on the back and you say, you know, this is all working. Well, what we did was we said, I don't think this makes a lot of sense having these digits. I think we would be better off with spare parts. We'd be better off with a farm. We'd be better off with a bulldozer, a backhoe. I'm not talking about new equipment. We only buy things when they're very good values for us. And that's what we did. So it sounds like you've done a lot of the same things. And Mrs. Finelli has on her list for me to find containers. And, you know, there are neat ways that you can organize, arrange these containers, these 40-foot-long containers. And you can make them in a U-shape, you can make them parallel, and you can use them, and you can put trusses on top of them and actually build a roof on top of these containers, and you can make houses out of them, and you can have pretty darn strong safe rooms surrounding the interior of your roofed-in space. So I think what you've done is absolutely brilliant, and I applaud you because, and Mike, I'd love to hear your comments as well. Mike, Eric is using nature as his friend. He's not fighting nature. In anything that I've heard, he's using nature as an ally. What do you think, Mike?
Well, he's done everything right. He's utilized the natural resources. He first found a location that had a good source of water. So he's got that solved. And actually, if he had absolutely no electricity whatsoever down there in that climate, he could survive. Year-round, and being situated so that you're not dependent. The whole thing that people have to grasp is you need to get away from being dependent. If you're dependent on anybody for anything, you're at risk. And so far, this man has gotten completely out of that realm, and he is totally independent.
Eric, I'd like to thank you for your call. We've got Rick in Florida as well coming up next. Please stand by, Rick.
Thank you.
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Mike Parsons is with us. And Rick in Florida, thank you so much for being so patient. And what we try to do is not do little snippets and sound bites. We try to give each person a chance to fully be heard. So welcome, Rick.
Oh, you mean I'm here?
You're here.
Wow, how you feeling there, Alex? I mean,
You got the wrong guy. Alex is going to be on in about...
my brain is like out to lunch today.
Yeah, Alex will be with us in Alex will be with us in about 35 minutes. But did you want to talk to us?
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Glad to see you're breathing the fresh air, man.
Thanks.
Wow, dude. I'll tell you, I wouldn't put up with that myself. You know, but that's neither here nor there. So, Vince, how you feeling, man?
Much, much better. I'm on colloidal silver. I'm on apple cider vinegar and supplements. I take plenty of supplements, and I'm on the mend. And I've been on the tractor. I've been hauling hay. I've been pulling a trailer, a gooseneck trailer with a heavy truck. So yeah, I've been. I'm not 100%, but I'm getting closer. How can we help you, Rick?
I'm going to touch on a couple of things that, you know, were said yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I don't know. I'm kind of a little behind. You know, we got them hurricanes coming, and whew, today is like the only day where the ducks aren't having a good time. And I don't know. I think that's going to change pretty soon because, well, the sky's changing. rapidly around here. But, old bug-out guys. You know, I'd say 35 or more years ago, I was in that dramatic accident that killed me, you know, and I'm going to try to make that real short, but it all leads into one thing. And so when I died, I'm standing in the middle of the street looking at myself, sitting in this van with this station wagon sitting on top of me. And there's like three angels. There's one on the side of me on the right, one on the left. And one goes over by the van where I'm sitting in there dead. And the one on the left of me touches me on my elbow and says, come with me and we take this trip. We can talk about this again at another time because it's lengthy and I don't want to get away from what I'm talking about. So anyway, we took this trip. You know, I said too fast, and before I could even say too fast, you know, we were on the other side. And so went up through all this darkness into this light. And there was this little humpy bridge and going over a river, and there were two angels on both sides of the bridge, and nobody had their feet on the ground, okay? Everybody was hovering. And then Jesus was standing on the bridge, and you could tell it was him because, well, he had holes in his arms. They weren't in his wrists or his hands. They were about 2.5 inches maybe. Like, you know, you have a double bone in your arm, your forearm, that goes from your elbow to your wrist. Well, the nails were driven in between that double bone there. Anyway,
you're going to have to go fast. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay,
go
so
fast.
He talked to me for a couple of minutes, you know, sent me off to go watch a bunch of stuff, which was from the beginning to the end, and then sent me back. Okay, so anyway, long story short, I come back. And I'm looking at all this stuff deja vu because I've already seen it. They showed it to me. Okay? And I got to start thinking about prepping and bugging out and started doing all kinds of, you know, searching for bugging out and all that stuff. And it's like I came to a lot of realizations. For all you people that want to bug out, let me tell you something in short. If you didn't take it with you, don't expect to find it when you get there. It's not going to be there. Number two, all you hunter-gatherers who think you're going to be out there, I'm going to bag me a buck. I'm going to go steal somebody's cow or whatever. Guess what? That cow has an owner. That owner's got an M16 or whatever, and he's not going to let you take his stuff, and you're not going to find anything that you're going to be looking for. So forget about it. If you don't have it, it's not going to be there. So smart money would be on prepping for yourself and your family. And all you guys with solar, I know you mean good, but is there a better way? Less money to be paid for all that stuff, and you don't have to utilize as much space. I hear that commercial's coming up. Mike, good to hear you.
Rick, thanks so much for calling in. Mike will be back. You and I will be back in just a few minutes after bottom of the hour commercial announcements.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Parsons is with us. Mike, I want to share something that I saw yesterday. You know, when I go out, I travel, normally it's to pick up parts for the broken equipment here on the farm or to get something I need for the farm. And So yesterday I was picking up some parts for a trailer that had a brake failure. Brake shoes, the lining became separated from the backing shoes. So I need to get some brake shoes and some other trailer parts. And as I was leaving the establishment, this warehouse that sells the trailer parts, there are multiple businesses within this industrial complex, if you will. And there was this large paved parking lot that connected all these buildings together. Plenty of parking. Dark, you know, black pavement. And these two office girls, I assume they were office workers, they were leaving during their, I guess, break to walk their puppy that they brought with them to stay at the office. And this puppy was dancing. This puppy did not want its feet to touch the pavement. And these two girls in their sandals were totally oblivious to the fact that the heat was way more than comfortable for this small chihuahua-sized dog to stand on his paws. And the point is, I think we need to be a little more aware of our surroundings. These two women were totally oblivious to the thought that this dog might be burning his paws walking on this very, very hot pavement in bright sun. So I wanted to share that. Mike, I'm sure you've seen things like this because you're an animal lover as we are.
Yeah, Vincent, there's an analogy to what you're talking about. There are people among us whose feet are being scorched by the environment, and there are people all around them that just don't notice a thing. And I want to thank the previous two callers for their thoughts, and Eric for going to MikeParsons.org, my website, and clicking on the petition to free Mike Parsons and signing that. I want to thank them personally, and if they want to call me off air, I would like to talk to them today if possible. If they want to call the call screener back and leave their numbers, I'll get those and I'll call them after the show. Or if they want to email me, Mike at MikeParsons.org or four letters, MPHI, Mike Papa Hotel Indian at MSN.com. MPHI at MSN.com. That's my direct personal email. I'd like to share some information with them and get their opinion. And the guys nailed it. You know, all you're going to have is all you've got. That's all you can count on. And holding on to that is going to be crucial. And as AK wasn't firing blanks, neither will that farmer be firing blanks if somebody's out there trying to take his cow. So don't plan like that one policeman told you, Vincent. Well, I don't have to stockpile because I've got a gun. I'll just go take. You know, when you become the predator, then you become prey for those people that are not going to stand for a predator. If you can't live in harmony with your people and politely ask, you won't survive. So you better not be a liability to your neighbors or your community.
You're right. There are known cattle rustlers in our neck of the woods. And we had some of our cows, the fence was cut, and some of our cows ended up on another farm about a mile away, actually more than a mile away. And the guy that had them stored our cows in the back of the back of the back of the 40, so, you know, they would not be seen. Well, ultimately we got our cows back. And I can tell you that we have taken precautions to make sure that our cows no longer get removed from our property. People driving down our dirt road will see us armed. They will see us walking around with sidearms. They will see us at times with rifles. And they realize that cattle rustling is not a good thing to do. And I have stopped people on the dirt road and along our property, along our farm, with antennas and hunting dogs, and what they have is these collars that transmit signals. So what they do is they run the dogs so that the dogs will chase the deer, and then these hunters will, you know, set up a gauntlet, and then they'll kill the deer in a killing zone. And I object to it. And I saw one of these guys with his truck, and I've seen him, you know, he only comes around hunting time. He's probably lives 20 miles away or more. And I stopped him along the road, and it's easy to do because it's for two cars to pass on our road, one of them has to pull over and, you know, put two wheels in the ditch. And so I stopped this guy, and I said, you know, I asked him what he was doing. He said he was looking for his dogs. And I said, oh, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to paraphrase. I let him know that his dogs would survive the day. However, if they chase our cows, I will consider that a hostile threat and endangerment of our cows' lives, and I will remedy the situation post-haste. But I was going to let his dogs live today. Do you know what? That guy doesn't come back anymore. Because he was literally running his cows 1 mile through our farm. And I object to that. Who does he think he is? Letting his pack of dogs run through our farm. Without permission, without consent, without agreement. Who does he think he is? And so he hasn't been back. Because we had this little discussion and he knew I wasn't kidding. I didn't threaten him. I just let him know that if his dogs chase our cows and put them in danger, I would stop that immediately. So, Mike, when you talk about these things, you talk about what it's going to be like, that's just a little taste of what it's going to be like. And over the weekend, I had the pleasure of having two of our instructors come on over and visit us at the farm. And they talked about, you know, how they're preparing and how other people will want to take advantage of our instructors' preparations. Class, it will be a bad day for those who try to take advantage of us. It really will, because we're ready. We've been teaching how to prepare, how to survive for going on 6 years. We think it's that important. You can look at the signs all around. You can even look at what Germany said. You can even look at Barack Obama's executive orders that farms will be confiscated. Fuels will be confiscated. Food will be confiscated. Energy will be confiscated. Tools, businesses, inventory. Anything the government thinks that they want can be confiscated during a time of emergency. So it's incumbent upon us to prepare for ourselves and not depend on the government. And if the government wants to use our stored items for their purposes, that's theft. That's theft. And I'm sure that... And I've read the statistics, the latest statistics, that 40-something percent of American households are armed, have at least one gun. I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that. I think there are more than 300 million guns in the arms of the villagers here. And that is why the Japanese did not want to come on the mainland, because they thought that the resistance that they would find from we the villagers, who would turn into guerrilla warriors, would be overwhelming, and they would lose. So that's why they stopped with the air attack on Pearl Harbor. Mike?
Well, it all boils down to preparedness and your desire to live and survive. And like the gentleman said, if you don't have it, you're not going to get it. More than likely, It's never coming your way. There was a fellow back in the 1920s who worked for the Baltimore Evening Sun, and he wrote a little piece about liberty, and he said, the fact is that the average man's love of liberty is nine-tenths imaginary, exactly like his love of justice and truth. He is not actually happy when free. He is uncomfortable, a bit alarmed, and intolerably lonely. Liberty is not a thing for the great masses of men. It is the exclusion, it is the exclusive possession of a small and disreputable minority, like knowledge, courage, and honor. It takes a special sort of man to understand and enjoy liberty, and he is usually an outlaw in democratic societies. So, if you feel like you're an outcast, unwanted, you probably are in this minority of people that truly love liberty and freedom. I believe it's just a matter of educating our fellow man and letting them understand the benefits of being independent, self-sufficient, and self-governing, as opposed to being a dependent slave, trading in that meager subsistence living for true liberty where you keep everything that you produce, and you're not a burden to your neighbor, and you're not dependent upon no one. The way that the people lived in the 1800s, now we can utilize the same modern technologies we have now to our advantage without all the taxes, without all the bureaucracy. We can do this if we want to. We just have to want to. It's a mindset. You can do it. We're doing it. Vincent's doing it. I'm doing it. A lot of other people are doing it. The question I would ask, and this is not something most people probably expected, but Vincent, your health was challenged recently. Had you not been able to go to the doctor, what would you have done? I want to know, now that you know the consequences, are you prepared so that you can take care of that if it happens again in the future?
Absolutely, we are.
Excellent.
We are. And I've got a little short story to tell you when we come back about villages. Mike Parsons and I will be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus. And I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you.
call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This can be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Plus, I want to thank you. I just went to TalkStreamLive.com, and a couple of minutes ago, we were number 17 out of a lot of broadcasts. All the broadcasts that are tracked on TalkStream Live simultaneously on the air, so I can't thank you enough for... I'm humbled, and I know our instructors are as well. Mike, I was in the truck yesterday, and I was talking with our son, and I was talking about some of the farms, and across from us is a farm that's in disrepair, and the guy who owns it just... doesn't seem to be interested in cutting down the thorn trees and making his farm look, you know, a little more presentable. He doesn't use a chain harrow and spread the manure. And, you know, he's looking at the farm for the short run. He's looking at it as, you know, how can you get the maximum amount of income out of it for the short run. And, you know, he'll put up a fence and leave the old fence, and the old fence will fall in the road, and then there'll be rusty old barbed wire for, you know, half a mile down this dirt road, and, you know, it's annoying. But I've never thought of confronting him and saying, you know what, your farm is messy, and by the way, it's devaluing our property just because of the unsightliness of your farm. I'd like to contrast that. I got a call from a gal in Virginia, and she owns a house in a suburb, and she was threatened with a complaint toward the homeowners association for not cutting her lawn in 10 days. You know, a week and a half, she was ill and she couldn't cut her lawn. And so the neighbor threatened to report her to the neighborhood association where she, if she, didn't cut her lawn, they would, issue her with a fine, a neighborhood fine. And I said, who cares about the fine? How are they going to enforce that? But the point is, there are places where, you know, people are snitching on others, and then there are places where people want to get along in harmony. Mike? Do we still have Mike Parsons with us?
How about now? You got me now?
Yeah, yeah. That's
okay,
good.
Sorry about that. I've been with you all along. It's just the mute button seems to be something slipping my mind. Right now in Canada, the Gestapo has such a system where people are encouraged to snitch on their neighbors, and there's a bounty of $3,000. If you turn somebody in, it's $3,000. And that's a lot of money. And people are willing to sell out their neighbors for a price. And I've been working with the Chilcote Nation now ongoing for getting close to a year now, working, trying to help them get their kids back from Canada. While I was in the lockup and before and after, and anybody out there that has the ability to loan an aircraft or donate an aircraft to a ministry that is registered that would allow you, it's not a 501(c), it's a real ministry, they can take a tax deduction, whether it be a loan or a donation. That's a project I'm working on right now, and if you want to call me off here, send me an email, mphi@msn.com, mphi@msn.com, and I'm going to try to put the email on my website here in just a moment. Yeah, the thing is that the government uses every trick in the book, and they are not the government, I apologize. This corporation posing as government will use every trick in the book to take away your liberties and force you into working against your neighbor for the betterment of mankind. And so many people have been fooled into thinking that they're on the winning team, and that's probably the biggest destruction of our society, that is this deception that people are tricked into working for a corporation and working against the betterment of their own selves.
Yeah, Mike, that corporation has recommended if you see something, give us a call. You know, we'll send the troops over. We'll send the blue flag over. We'll fix it. Yeah, never call 911, class. Never call 911. Unless it's okay for someone to be shot or someone to be taken to jail. And the daughter who says, you know, mommy and daddy are fighting, and calls 911, the cops come, and then both parents become felons and lose their alleged privilege to carry a weapon. Thanks so much, Mike Parsons.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.